Israel to America, together we celebrate liberty, we fight for freedom. By Joel B. Polak on July 4, 2024. Israel is sending best wishes to the United States as Americans celebrate Independence Day, emphasizing shared values of liberty and freedom. As the Jewish state fights to preserve its existence against totalitarian terrorists. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu published a message to the American people in the Jerusalem Post. Freedom is the most precious gift humanity will ever know. And freedom isn't free. You have to be willing to fight for it. He wrote. On this 4th of July, I want to thank the American people for being true to their birthright, the spirit of 1776, and wish them a happy and blessed Independence Day. Through thick and thin, for the past 9 months, Israel has deeply appreciated vital American support. Americans saw the atrocities of October 7th. And they understood the stakes as well, not just for Israel but for the free world as a whole. Israel, a peace-loving democracy and America's closest ally in the Middle East, was invaded by an army of jihadists bent on annihilation and subjugation. The same forces attacked America on September 11th. Standing with Israel came naturally and immediately for Americans. They understood that for this march of murder and tyranny to end, Israel must win this war. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant also posted a statement wishing Americans a happy 4th of July. Congratulations to our closest friends and allies as they celebrate 248 years of independence. The United States stood with Israel since our establishment, and stands with us today as we fight to defend our nation in a war for our future. Today we salute your leadership of, Yoav Gallant. At Yoav Gallant, July 4, 2024. On Thursday, Breitbart News asked Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer to describe the most important value that Israel and the U.S. share in common. Well, of course, it's liberty, he said. Liberty to live your life as you please, with freedom of religion. Freedom of being able to be who you want to be. To choose our own leaders, to be a democracy. We have shared values, which is why we've been side by side, shoulder to shoulder, for decades. He said that the Hamas terror attack of October 7 showed that freedom should never be taken for granted. He added that Hamas terrorists continue to pursue Israel's destruction, but that they would not have the liberty to do so. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.